to our evening with Chevelle tonight on Rockline. I'm BC Bob Coburn. We have Pete and Sam to take your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. To the Texas Panhandle, Dwayne, you're on Rockline.
Yeah, hey guys. I just want to let you guys know that you're my favorite band, and I was wondering what's your favorite song on your Wonder What's Next album, and if you consider it a darker album than your first.
Do you guys have
good
a
question,
favorite?
Dwayne. Yeah. Do you have a favorite song?
Right now, I have a favorite song that I play live, and it's a song called Forfeit. Just because it has the 808 in it, and it has a good release to it. It kind of pumps the crowd up, and if they want to jump around and stuff, it kind of motivates them to do that. And
yeah.
So yeah, it's actually an interesting song because. It's kind of making fun of, you know, I'm not even going to go into
that. my favorite song right now is Comfortable Liar, and I've always liked that song because it's got such a good driving, like, head bobbing beat to it, and, it always comes off really well, so.
And the other part of Dwayne's question, do you consider this album darker than the first? Do you consider either album to be dark?
You know, I don't know. I don't consider point number one to be very dark. And this record, there's definitely more emotion in this record. I think that there's more pain and frustration in it, definitely. So if that makes it darker, yeah, then it is. But, you know, we're certainly not, dark, gloomy people walking around pissed off all the time. We're just...
Speak for yourself, ass.
Yeah, right. it's just that when we write music, that's what comes out.
That's
so.
What comes out.
Yeah. I speak for myself. I don't speak for Sam. Jag.
I'm pissed off.
I think Sam was speaking for you a moment ago there, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, boy, that was working. Hey, Dwayne Goodwin, thanks. Ashley, I love the name of this place and wouldn't mind being there right now. Gulf Breeze, Florida. Welcome to Rockline, Ashley.
Hey. Hey, guys. First of all, I want to say you guys are awesome. I love Wonder What's Next.
Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah. And my question is, what is the meaning of the song Don't Fake This, and why did you write it?
Well, Don't Fake This is a song about being yourself and not really... going the way of everyone else, you know, doing your own thing. So it's a pretty simple concept. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, actually, Don't Fake This is one of those songs, too, where it was two songs that kind of came together, where we had two ideas, and then they came together, and Pete basically wrote the lyrics on top of that after the music of the song came together, which doesn't always happen, so...
All right, Ashley, thank you very much. We are about to play Family System, and those knowing that there are now the three of you in the band who are brothers, another brother, three sisters, does this song relate at all to your family or just in general terms of Family System?
Yeah.
I'm tired of your open mouth.
The Family System is really kind of where you're born in line with your siblings, and they say that you can somehow tell how a child is going to...
Yeah, whether
you
they're a middle child or a youngest child.
Turn out, right. Kind of, by where their place in line.
Yeah,
and it's certainly, there's some truth to that. I mean, if you're like the oldest boy, you know, you're going to be somewhat of a father figure for the youngers. And, you know, if you're the oldest girl, whatever.
Crap!
You're going to be a pain in the ass. I don't know. But, so basically, yeah, it's a kind of a tongue-in-cheek poke at us. So
it's Chevelle with Family System on Rockline. glimpse into The Family System by Chevelle from Wonder What's Next, the latest CD. What's up next for us is a call from Oklahoma City, and it's Tara. Hi, Tara.
Hi. First of all, I want to say that you guys are my favorite band, and I really love your music videos.
Thank you.
I have two questions. One is, I was wondering if you had any unreleased songs, and what I was wondering what the song One Lonely Visitor is about.
That's a good question, Tara. We do have unreleased songs. We will be releasing them. Some of them are going to be on the next record, of course.
Yes. Actually, we are going to be playing a new song on the Ozfest tour that we start this week.
Yeah.
And so if you're planning on going to that, you're going to be able to hear a new
track. Whip out your little tape recorder and record it. And
yeah. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
And
One Lonely Visitor.
One Lonely Visitor. That is a song that, well, it's actually about an ex-girlfriend that we broke up after a long relationship, and she ended up coming over to hang out in my room and just kind of revisit what it felt like to be together.
It was months after you broke up.
Yeah,
right?
It was months later. Mm-hmm. So, and I didn't know about it until about a year later, and my sister actually told me that she had visited that one time, and I think I said I was like, wow, I didn't know that. It just sounded interesting and sad.
Yeah.
And and I just threw it down, jot down the idea, and that song came out of it. So that's where it came from.
And of course, One Lonely Visitor concludes the album, and it has a different tone than the rest of the record. Is that a portent of the future, or just a isolated song?
Yeah, definitely. It's I write a lot on acoustic. And I certainly have a lot of acoustic songs. We just don't we don't play a lot of acoustic live.
Our set seems to be a lot heavier.
Yeah, it just comes off heavier. And
but you know, that song's interesting too, in that we went into the studio and decided to do a nice, clean, proper version of it, and it just sounded like too
processed.
Yeah,
it sounded really processed. And actually, that is the demo that we did in our basement on a little 8-track digital hard disk.
Whoa, yeah, and really? You can hear the compressor kicking in really huge.
Yeah, no preamps or anything. Just me down there redoing vocal takes, trying to get what I wanted. And if you listen really closely, it's not perfect at all. I go in and out.
In a tuning that we don't even use, like a tuning that you can't even really.
It's actually like a, I don't know, it's in between a C and a C sharp. We went to like recreate it. We couldn't.
Yeah, we couldn't really recreate the exact tune.
That's part of what sounds special, yeah.
Yeah, it just had a feeling, and we put it on the record. So.
And Tara has one more, and quickly, we're going to move on. Get one more in the air. Lauren from California. Lauren, you're on the air. We got about 60 seconds here, so what's going on?
Hi, Pete and Sam.
Hi.
I just want to say you guys rock. I love you. Who would you like to thank the most for all of your success?
Like to thank the most? Well, I'd like to thank Pete. I think he's been... I'd like to thank Bob. I think Bob's been instrumental in this. And, there's been a lot of people, but... yeah. BC?
Yeah, there you go.
our management have been really, really supportive, and they've done things for us that no other management ever do, and that's Bill and Rose McGathy. And,
Definitely.
That's a huge thing. But there's so many people that have been involved at our record label, radio promotions people, A&R people, all kinds of just great. I mean, there's just so many. I can't tell you how many hundreds
of
people.
We've got huge support over the years, and you know what? It helps tremendously if you're in a band and you're trying to go somewhere. You know, you never know which way to go and where to turn. And
yeah.
And
I mean, absolutely a huge thank would be to Rose and to Bill, because they've, your management is so important to have good managers, and they can take you from just absolutely the worst possible
situation.
Yeah. And if they know what they're doing, and they do, they can, help you get through it.
Well, we have a couple of people we'd like to thank on our end, and we'll come back for a concluding conversation with Chevelle in just a moment on Rockline. Hey, it's Bob Coburn. Buying a used car? Carfax has the history of the car you're looking at. Carfax can tell you if your car's been in an accident, has the accurate mileage, has had a lot of owners, is safe and reliable, or if it's been in a flood or it's a flat-out lemon. That's because Carfax has access to the right sources. Carfax, your objective, unbiased source to find out about the used car you're looking at. You can get a Carfax vehicle history report two ways. Go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax report. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
How many mouse clicks does it take to put a 20% dent in worldwide CD sales? How many clicks does it take before 99% of all music on the web is illegal? How many clicks before an entire generation stops buying music at all? Well, we've done the calculations, and the answer is now a matter of record. One. Respect the music.
Carrot Top here with 1-800-CALL-ATT for collect calls on my call-in show, Talking with the Top. Let's take our first caller.
It's about my boyfriend.
Does he call you with 1-800-CALL-ATT?
Well, no.
Dump him! Look, folks, 1-800-CALL-ATT is free for you and cheap for them. Honey, you need someone who really cares, okay? Like me. Stay in the line. In fact, my assistant will get your number.
Need to make a collect call? Just dial down the center with 1-800-CALL-ATT and save on every call.
Next caller.
This is Jean-Luc.
Next caller!
Savings versus dialing zero with MCI for interstate calls.
Life is full of decisions. For example, taking batting practice in front of a picture window.
Come on, show me the heat!
Now that's a bad decision. Fortunately, buying a GM-certified used vehicle that's fully reconditioned and backed by GM is always a good decision. GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car.
Now qualified buyers get 3.9% APR financing on select GM-certified used vehicles from participating Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC dealers. Length of contract limited. Take delivery by June 30th, 2003. See dealer for details or call 1-888-999-7880.
Rockline.